It's not being achieved, and we say this every year we do a budget submission. The reality is many of the jobs created are simply not in the high earning bracket, and therefore you don't have the ability to keep up with that cost of living. And again, the balanced region development, really, we failed in the sense that most of the jobs created are created by what we call small medium enterprises. But these small medium enterprises have small margins. They've been hit with a lot of costs in the last few years as well. So they don't have the capacity to pay out extra wages. Hence, we have a situation where people who chose to live in those counties, Donegal, Leitrim, who are really suffering a great deal, you know, are choosing a lower income, and because of that, are always finding things harder to make meet. I mean, when you look at carbon tax, it's a good example. Oil, energy, all of that costs money. You can't choose to use some other source, so you have to pay the carbon tax. So these are the kind of disadvantages that people in these areas are living in.
One of the claims that is regularly made in an area like Donegal is that decisions are made in Dublin by people who have a Dublin mentality, and very often decisions are made by people who don't understand what the situation is like in a rural area. From the Irish Rural Link point of view, is that something you've come across? Is that something that's a valid argument?
Well, it is certainly an argument. Sometimes it's valid, sometimes it's not. It's an argument I don't wish to use, but I would say this. The carbon tax was created by a mentality which certainly does not understand that people are forced to pay it, and like other taxes where you have some choice, you have no choice at all. And it ignored a range of reports, including the SRI and others, which said this will raise the cost of living for people living in rural areas, and that's what it's done. So in a sense, the argument is valid to the point where people design schemes like carbon tax without, and sometimes knowing that it will have an adverse effect in rural areas, but somehow for the good of the nation, they're going to have to take it. And I think that attitude, frankly, needs to change. And that's why we don't have the kind of jobs in the Northwest that we should have, jobs that are high earning and at least cover the cost of living.